few years ago.
Morning.
I was with my Shana Bet, and I met this guy named Pete, and in Tzfat. And Pete never wore any shoes. And we ended up becoming good friends, and we didn't want to pay for a room. So we figured we'll just find a place to camp out. And we never found a place to camp out, so we wandered all night in Tzfat, and it was really hot. In the morning, we wanted to cool down, so we went to a mikvah, a cold mikvah. And the question is, was that allowed on Shabbos? Can I go to a cold shower, cold mikvah, hot shower on Shabbos? It starts like this, with the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Mem, which says that you're not allowed to take a hot shower or a hot bath on Shabbat. Why not? The rabbis made a decree, people would get so excited to take a hot shower that they would heat it up even on Shabbos itself. And so they made a decree, even if the water was heated before Shabbos, doesn't matter, you can't take a hot bath or a hot shower on Shabbos. Okay? With that said, there are a number of exceptions to this rule. First of all, Shulchan Aruch brings down, if you're bathing in less than half of your body, and you put in your arm and you put in your feet, but it's not half your body, that's okay. Okay? Assuming that the water has been heated up before Shabbos. Right? Second of all, there's a second heter, which is called cold water. If it's cold water, the Shulchan Aruch says that the decree does not apply and you can take a cold shower if you're Sephardi. And everyone got excited. So maybe for Mark. For Sephardim, it's fine to take a cold shower. But the thing is, for Ashkenazi, the minhag is to be machmir, even to not take cold showers on Shabbat. But don't worry. There are, Moshe brings down that if you're mitzta'er ma'od, it's really hard for you, the minhag was to be lenient to take a cold shower on Shabbos. What if you're not mitzta'er ma'od? So Rav Shechter brings down that nowadays the minhag seems to have developed that even that we're more, you know, finicky, and so in general we allow people to take cold showers, even Ashkenazim, on Shabbos if it's hard for you. Okay, so especially in a Yontif Shabbos type of situation. Apparently Rav Shechter is matir, and the Pnini Halacha brings that down. Lamaisa, we can rely upon this, and you can take a cold shower if it's hard for you on Shabbos. And he even brings down, based on Rav Akiva Eger, that if it's really hard for you, perhaps there's reason to even allow you to take a hot shower on Shabbos. Again, assuming that you're not heating up the water on Shabbos. In North America, a lot of times the boiling system is such that when you put hot water in, cold water comes to the boiler, and it's a bishul issue. Right? In Israel, it's from a dud shemesh, so there's usually more reason to be lenient. But maisa, you have to know the mechanics of that when it comes to hot water, even when it comes to washing your hands. Okay? Final heter of the day. We're going to Tzfat soon. Can I go into that cold mikvah? The answer is yes. The Ramah brings down l'tzorach mitzvah. You can go to a mikvah on Shabbos, according to the Ramah, according to most, not everyone, but according to most, to take a cold shower. And there are even those who allow you to take a hot mikvah on Shabbos, because it's for Litzarech Mitzvah, and therefore the minhag was never to be machmir. And there are those who are machmir not to take a hot mikvah on Shabbos. So certain, if you want to be machmir, what I try to do is to take a warm mikvah, not a hot, not more than 45 degrees Celsius. And then according to most poskim, you're good for a mikvah on Shabbos. Question?
What's the mitzvah?
The mitzvah is to prepare yourself for Shabbos, especially if you were a bal keri or something like this, to metaher yourself, not mitzvah in the biblical sense, but to prepare yourself for tefillah. There still is an inyan to go to a mikvah before tefillah. So there are those who say only if you have the custom to always go to the mikvah, then you can go to the mikvah, and they're more machmir, and they're those who are lenient at any time you're going to, especially if you're mitzdar, it's really hot, then there are those who are lenient in that situation. Again, this is a loaded, complicated topic. I'm just giving you the quick breakdown. Last question?
Can you maybe use a concept about the Rosh Hashanah in regards to the cold water going to the massive boiler that you have?
Yeah, it's a very complicated discussion, not for now, but maybe another time we'll discuss hot water and hot showers and hot mikvahs and stuff like that. It's in depth. I'll take it in depth.